from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
OECS Director General says the organization is in dire financial straits. The Commonwealth steps up its campaign to wipe out money laundering. And Brazil's foreign minister makes some unusual contacts in Cuba and draws a cool reception from the authorities. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The formal opening of the OECS Heads of Government Summit is underway in the British Virgin Islands. The leaders will get down to business tomorrow when they'll tackle the financial position of the organization and the proposed OECS Barbados Confederation. Earlier today, I spoke to Swinburne Lestrade, the OECS Director General. He told me that the OECS Authority is in serious financial problems.
And I've been very keen to make the heads of government aware of the financial implications of the mandates that we receive and of the work that we are asked to carry out. We have made some very strenuous efforts to restructure our organization, as you know, involving the shifting of one of our offices from Antigua into the headquarters in St. Lucia, and we've taken some other important cost-cutting measures. We now want to say to the heads, well, you know, we've cut the thing to the bone. And, you know, we would wish members to make good on the undertakings to keep the organization in funds. The background here is that we are in a very dire cash flow position. I think, you know, there's no point making a secret of it. It is also true that not all of our member governments are apparently making a sufficient effort to keep up to date on their contributions.